We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Nun Chet in the Beit Hayayin edition, Samech Vav in the Chazon Yoel edition. Umin haMitzvot Haele vaAtmata Bahen, SheAdam Mekir Mehen uMode Bahen al Hanisim haMfursamim, haMorim al haChidush vaIdia vaHashgacha. Shlosha Yesodot haTorah sheHezkarnu. Mehen Adam Mode al haNisim haNistarim haOvim Tamid. This is a long run-on sentence. The Ramban says that through continued performance of the mitzvos, which attest to the great miracles, so then through that we come to a recognition of Hashem's having created the world, watching over the world, and knowing what's going on in the world. These, the Ramban had said, that the fundamentals of Judaism boils down to these. These are the fundamentals of Jewish philosophy. You have to know that Hashem created the world, that Hashem knows what's going on in the world, that Hashem's watching over what's going on in the world. So when we have mitzvos that we repeatedly perform, we go to shul to daven, we keep Shabbos, we have a mezuzah on the entrance to our house, we wear tefillin. So these mitzvos attest to these basic Jewish concepts. So then through that a person comes to the recognition that there are other miracles that are less visible. When you recognize firstly the overt miracles, so then you can also come to a recognition of the covert miracles. You look at nature. So nature is a series of miracles that we've come accustomed to. When you can recognize the overt miracles in Yetzias Mitzrayim and the overt miracles in how Hashem is watching over the world, from there you can come to recognition that nature too is Hashem's hands. Ki rov bnei adam svurim she'en ha'el po'el tamid benisim el olam kiminago nohag. Because most people assume that the world doesn't have miracles. The world is just running its course. וכן סבורים רבים מן החכמים בעלי העיון, and a lot of the wise men who have analyzed things, they also think so. והרב מכללם, and Maimonides is among them. Maimonides he sets up this system where he says there's a course of nature, and we avoid any changes from that. So Nachmanides says, yeah, Maimonides also went with this idea. Olam keminago nohag, that there is a course to nature. Whereas I'm saying no, says the Ramban. I'm saying we have to recognize that there is no real cause. At the end of the day, when you'll analyze things, you'll realize that everything is secondary. But what's the prime cause? Why is it that your heart beats? So you say, well, my heart beats, so the blood goes, and when I breathe, so then I oxidate the blood, etc. No, but where does it all begin? Where do you have that strength to breathe, for the heart to beat, for the mind to work, what we call the soul? If you go to the root of things, everything that we call nature has behind it really a miracle, something that nature doesn't understand. You just have to say, oh, that's the way it is. Yeah, so there's the system where the earth revolves around the sun, and you could describe stage 2 and 3 and 4, but you're never going to get to stage 1. So the Ramban says that the root of everything is a miracle. The root of everything is something you don't understand. It's Hashem's hand running the show. And when we repeatedly do the mitzvos that bring us to the recognition that Hashem is running the world and that Hashem is aware of what's going on, that also brings us to the recognition that within nature it's Hashem's hand that's running the show. וכשאנו מעיינים יפה, אנו רואים שאין לאדם חלק בתורת משה רבינו עליו השלום, עד שיאמין שכל דברינו ומעשינו כולם ניסים. And if we take a close look, we will see that this is a basic tenet of Jewish thought, that a person is not really, doesn't really have a hold, doesn't really have a section in the Torah of Moshe, until he believes that everything that's going on is miraculous. There is no such thing as that's nature running its course. If you look at the promises of the Torah, you'll notice that the Torah is promising us things that are miraculous. Because if you analyze things closely, then there's no difference ben shenomar ploni tzadik yimale yamav v'yichye 80 shana bashket v'shelva uvelo choli umadve. If we say so-and-so, he's a righteous, pious person, so he's going to live 80 years calmly, peacefully, he won't get ill. Uploni shachal truma yamut. And so-and-so, he ate truma. You're not allowed to eat truma. If an Israelite eats truma, so then he gets a misa bidei shamayim. He gets a death penalty at the hands of heaven. What does that mean, he gets a death penalty at the hands of heaven? Says the Ramban, if you think about it, when the Torah tells us misa bidei shamayim, what the Torah is telling us is Hashem runs the show. Then if the guy who did not eat truma lives out his years, and the other guy dies at a younger age, what are you saying? Hashem's involved in the other guy's dying young. That's misa bidei shamayim, and the Torah is filled with that. The Torah says if a person transgresses, he gets cursed, he gets cut off, or he has misa bidei shamayim. How does that work? Elamai, what you have to say is Hashem's running the show day by day, hour by hour. Ochananya ben Azur shneimar lo, Hashana tamit, ki sara dibarta, uven kriat yam suf. If you think about it, Hananya ben Azur is a false prophet. So the Navi Yirmiyahu, the Navi Jeremiah tells him, you're going to die this year because you lied. You said in the name of God things that God never said. How does that work? If nature is just taking its course, how does that work? So what do you say? You say, no, it's not nature taking its course. Hashem's involved. Well, if Hashem's involved, then what's the difference between that and the splitting of the sea? And so then you have to realize that there's no difference if the Torah says, you keep my Torah. It says when we left Mitzrayim, Hashem says, you keep my Torah, and I will prevent all illness from you. So what's that? So that means that Hashem is miraculously running the show here, and there's no difference between that miracle and the miracle which describes that no dog or no human being, no one growled at Israel when it came time to leave Egypt. That you realize is a miracle, that the dogs don't growl, the dogs don't bark. As well, it's also a miracle that a person doesn't get sick. Hashem says, if you transgress the Torah, Hashem says, I'll send a plague. So then you realize if the Torah is promising a plague, if the Jewish people transgress the Torah, so then that's why is that so different than the plague of the firstborn? That was also a plague. You have a pasuk later on over there in Parsha Semar, the Torah says, if the people transgress the Torah, Hashem will send wild animals, and then they'll consume the children, and people will lose their children to the wild animals. So how is that so different than the plague of Arov, where Hashem sent wild animals to destroy the Egyptians? And this is the rule. You see it throughout the Torah. If the Torah is telling us Hashem is getting involved in this world, and Hashem punishes in this world, and Hashem rewards in this world, then the Torah is telling us that the day-to-day life we live in, whether we get sick or we remain healthy, is Hashem's handiwork. And so Hashem is involved on a daily basis in everything that's happening. And if Hashem is involved on a daily basis, then what we're looking at, what we're accustomed to, what we call nature, is really the world playing itself out the way Hashem wants the world to play itself out. Ki im nomar shateva umechalkel hakol v'hu hapoel ba'olam. If we say that what really runs the world is nature, so then lo met adam velo chaya b'avur zchuto chovam, then people don't have longevity or die young because of their merits or demerits. V'achar shenamin ki akel echrit ze ha'ouba uterem ba yomo b'teva, הנה יד השם עשתה זאת ושינתה הטבע כקריאת ים סוף לפני עדתו בתביעת אויביו בתוכו. If we say that when Hashem caused the person to die young, we say Hashem caused them to die young, that means before nature would have him die, so then you see that's a change in nature. That means the person, as far as his health, could have lived out till the age of 90 or 100. Suddenly he ate truma and Hashem said, bam, okay, he's going to die young. So what does that mean? That means that just like Hashem could change nature and make the Yamsuf split and then come back and sink the enemies, Hashem could make this youngster who's healthy and could live a long life suddenly drop dead. So then Hashem's hand is involved. And here we see in the Ramban, he's saying it more gently. It's not that every time the sun rises, it's Hashem doing it. There is, of course, the nature. But Hashem is actively involved in it. So actively involved that when a person has longevity because of his mitzvot, that's a miracle, says the Ramban. And when a person dies young because of his averos, that's also a miracle. The Torah says, you do the mitzvahs, I'll give you rain. What is that? So we are used to it. We look at the rain and we say, that's nature. Yeah. And the Ramban says, no, if the Torah is telling you there's a cause and effect, well, there is no natural cause and effect between leading a moral life and having rain. That's not nature. So that's Hashem's hand. Hashem says, if the people sin, suddenly there'll be no rain. The dust will come up and dry up the food. So that's miraculous. That's not nature. Because nature doesn't have any correlation between our mitzvos and our averos. There's no logical, natural reason why, if the air is damp and it should rain, there's no reason that because the nation bows to a certain idol that the rain should not come. There's no natural reason for that. By the same token, there's no natural reason that if we pray, if we fast, the rain should come. What are we doing when we pray? What are we doing when we fast? So the Ramban says we're asking for Hashem's intervention. So that means that just as Hashem was involved in the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem continues to be involved in nature. And that's what the Ramban said, that if you analyze things, you'll realize that the Torah revolves around this concept, that Hashem is actively involved in nature. And that's what the Ramban calls that. He calls this that nature is a series of miracles. What he means to say is that Hashem's hand is here. There is nature. The Ramban also admits that there is nature. You know, you drop a pen, it falls to the ground. The Ramban isn't saying, that's a miracle. You see, Hashem made the pen drop to the ground. No, there are laws of nature. And Hashem made the world in a way that we can anticipate a certain amount of what's happening in the world. But within all of that, there's still Hashem's hand, which is the miracles that the Ramban says that a person should take note, that when we keep Shabbos, so we remember, Hashem created the world. We keep Shabbos, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We keep Shabbos, it should lead us to realize, and Hashem is also actively involved in what's happening now in our daily lives.